KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have two guests with me today, students Michaela Cisneros Nunez and Zachary Jones, who serve on the USU board members and champions for the new USU. Welcome. Glad to have you here. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about the new USU project and discuss what you need to know before voting on the referendum this coming month. So tell me a little bit about each of you before we get a little bit more specific. Can you introduce yourselves, your major, where you're from, a little bit about yourself so our listeners can have a better understanding?
Yeah, of course. My name is Micaela Cisneros Nunez. I am a sophomore here at Fresno State. I'm a political science major, criminology minor. I'm from Clovis, so I stayed local for college, but I'm also involved in the College Democrats, obviously the USU Board of Directors, mock trial. So I'm involved in a lot of stuff on campus.
Zach?
My name is Zachary Jones, and I'm a senior here at Fresno State. I'm from Clovis, California. My major is kinesiology, exercise science. I'm involved with the USU Board of Directors. I'm on the ASI Presidential Cabinet, as well as on a plethora of committees around campus. So I'm always serving the students.
Great, great. So it sounds like the two of you are pretty busy here on campus with a lot of things. So Michaela, you said you were a sophomore. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And Zach, what year are you in school?
I'm a senior.
Senior. So you're a couple years apart here and moving forward. So I know you're really involved in this new USU project. You want to tell us a little bit more about what the project entails and why it's important?
This project really entails us better serving our students. Something that we've noticed with the current USU is it's just too small. So this project is just about getting us a new building and facility on campus. So it's about making that space available to students so that we better serve them in regards to their lounge spaces, study spaces, things like that.
Zachary, you have anything you want to add to that?
I think that the project is something for all students, whether they realize it or not. I think it's hard for students to picture a whole project that it's a brand new open space that it's hard to tell the details about. But if it's there and when it comes to Fresno State, I believe that all students will have a use and they'll find their spot on campus in that building.
So you mentioned we need more space and more things that students might have available to them. And I think, you know, the big question for students with the referendum is basically, why do we need a new student union? So those are a couple of reasons. Can you talk a little bit more in detail with some of the things that you envision in that building, not just the facility themselves, whether it's dining or something, but what's kind of the vision or dream you think for the things that students might be able to do in that building that the present student union, which was built for 10,000 students and it's great, it's got strong bones, but it's 1960s circuit. It's kind of retro kind of building. So
yeah, I agree with that. I think when we look into a new building, the things I envision in it would be having student services be as collected as possible on campus, to have as many services in that space with the current USU and then the new USU when it opens. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing for students. There's been many studies done that student services, if students use them, their GPAs get higher. So I think that it's really important to have those student services in one spot for students. That's what I envision in the new USU.
So it sounds like, Zachary, you've been listening to the things that I say often. Have I brainwashed you at this point? Because that's what I walk around and always say, better GPAs, better retention, better graduation rates. So you're with me on this one, I guess.
I think it is. And I mean, for students to have that space and have that sense of campus with the community being so close with the library, the new proposed student union, and then the current USU, I think it will really keep students on campus longer and just give us all a sense of community as well.
Right. You know, when you look at the potential plans, I should say, because we have to first the referendum, and secondly, there'll be a planning committee that will then take a look at the plans that have been developed and look at them one more time before we get to any design of the new space. But a part of the vision right now seems a synergy, as I would say, between the beautiful library that we have, which in some ways is like a union in that it has a lot of study spaces and you can go get coffee there and do things. the old building, which has been renovated from time to time since the 60s, that has a lot of things, and some of the other things. So the idea seems to be a synergy in the middle of the campus for a variety of different things. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think, well, there's obviously been a survey that's been pushed out to students that say they want that space, as well as when you put all that together, you'll have that planning committee who's already going to have students on it as well to say, what are the student needs in those two or three next years? Because I won't be here. Michaela might be here. I don't know. But students will still be involved in the project and seeing, right, hey, is this a good spot to have it? What do we do next? And I think it's going to be good for the campus.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, if you look at the from inception of this getting to a referendum, initially there was an initial study that was done by student involvement with a number of different people. Then an architectural firm was brought here to do focus groups in a study over a year ago that included students, faculty, staff, and what would they like to see in the building. And then, as you say, if the referendum were to pass, then at that point, there would be even more thought given now kind of the rubber meets the road. What exactly are we going to do? So are there some things that you would say that, you know, as you see the vision for this facility or the synergy between these buildings, potentially in the middle of the campus, that, you know, excite you about the potential of a new building?
Yeah, of course. Kind of echoing what Zach was saying to an extent, is it really is just a center for student life. Mm-hmm. It's a way for all of our students to come together in an area where most of us pass by at some point. Going from class to class, everyone pretty much goes by that center part of campus.
Right.
And we are a commuter campus, so that's something that this building would kind of bring people in, is people that might not currently be as involved. The goal with this building is to kind of just have everyone involved in the community.
Sure. You know, one of my pet peeves is when I hear somebody use the C word. So Michaela has not been around me enough to hear me say, I hate the C word. That's commuter campus. I keep telling people, we actually have 50% of our students live within 10 minutes of the campus and 75 within 15 minutes, and very few live in the outskirts. But we have this kind of what I call a myth versus the reality, which is, we don't have a lot of beds on campus, and actually there'll be a study possibly for new residence halls coming up this semester for those who aren't aware of it. But in a lot of ways, we are not as commuter as people think, because so many students, granted, they don't live on the campus, but there's 1,000 beds and palazzos in addition to ours, and all these students close by, which I kind of think makes us more residential, just not ours. And that a building like this may really be very helpful. So now you got me going here, Michaela. So I'm going to let you respond to the ranting of your vice president on all of this.
No, and I would agree with that. But I think that also factors into people not being in the union, is,
yes,
because they are so close. They automatically, yes, go home instead of staying in that part,
yes,
of campus. So,
yes,
that's a part of it as well.
And I think if we had a nicer building with more amenities that was larger. What I hear from students all the time is, I can't get a room for my club meetings, or I can't do certain things because the building doesn't have the amenities that I need to do those things. And despite what we've tried to do for the off-campus students in the lower level and other things, that we're still not totally meeting the need. So there we agree. The C word, you know, now you know how much I dislike the C word, but the rest of it, I would agree with you. I think a lot of people don't come back because we don't have what they need, in my estimation. But, you know, I have a bias here for sure, that I think the holistic part of student life, both the academic and the out-of-classroom things, come together in facilities like a student union or residence halls or a rec center, things like that.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I mean with that, is people, instead of staying in that campus community,
right,
instead of staying involved,
right,
they go back to wherever they're
So
at.
Now I have your promise you won't use the C word anymore.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. All right, Zachary.
I have listened to you, as previously noted already in this podcast, so I won't be using that word, Dr. Lamas. But I'd just like to say that I think that's one of the great things that we've done with this project. It's been student run. So when you look at the whole project, we've seen that we do have those students who are directly off campus. They can look from their apartment windows and see into the,
right,
campus. And I think when the project facts come out, we are going to have that 24/7 space in the new student union where you're going to look at it and you're going to say, hey, if your roommate's trying to sleep or something like that, you can always come right back onto campus and have that ability to have that space to study
late night whenever you need to and stuff like that. Well, it gives us the opportunity to expand even more so the programs and services that we have. And I know some of you, maybe we can talk about it a little bit. I know some of you visited other campuses either virtually by getting, you know, online and looking at some things, or took a road trip to one or two campuses over time. What did you find when you were at other places? Because I've been to some other CSUs, and I have to say I come back envious when I was at San Marcos, or I was recently at Sacramento or over at Northridge, and some of their facilities, both for recreation and unions, were just out of sight, amazing. And I hope that someday our students will have the ability to have the same kind of thing. Tell me what your reactions have been when you've been on other campuses.
I went to Sacramento State just a couple weeks ago. They're currently building a new student union on their campus. And the project just looks amazing for students and what's going to come in their future. Mm-hmm. I've been to San Jose State University, and they got their building a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful building. They have a nice, elegant, multi-purpose space
that is
like three stories and has an amazing roof and stuff like that. Mm. And just how it's designed, it's a little bit different than the project we've planned because they added on to their current USU. Mm-hmm. We're trying to build a standalone building. Mm-hmm. But just what they're doing for students and putting those services in, and they're very visible in the building. They're not on the third floor hidden. Mm-hmm. It's just great for students to get involved in their campus.
Right. You know, I was at San Marcos a few years ago in that beautiful amphitheater outside the Union. Have you seen that? It's kind of tiered.
Yes.
And one of the nice things that potentially with a building is we have our amphitheater that we certainly could enhance for students and get that once again. Apparently, there was a time here at Fresno State where that amphitheater was used by the USU board and campus community, and that outdoor space really thrived. And, you know, when you think about our climate, it's such a beautiful climate that, you know, we certainly could use outdoor spaces that are designed appropriately for things.
And in other unions that I've seen, it's just the amount of indoor-outdoor synergy in the union has just really sparked our eye, I think, and really made us ready to push this project through the door.
Sure, sure. Michaela, anything that from any of the unions you've seen or some of the stuff you've talked to our colleagues, any impressions from your standpoint?
Well, I haven't gotten to go on the trips for USU board in regards to going to other universities. I travel a lot for mock trial, so I've been to other ones outside as well. Right. Just seeing the amount of space they have and kind of exactly echoing what Zach said of having all of those facilities and all of those amenities available so readily to students is something that you just don't really see in our current USU.
Sure.
And so I would agree with that whole synergy aspect of students are more involved on those campuses because they have the ability to be more involved.
Right.
And that's something that I kind of feel there's a disconnect in our facility right now.
Sure.
So that's something that we definitely want to bring in with this new student union.
Yeah, I agree with you. One of the things that I've found throughout my career at different universities is that facility spaces can really enhance the total student experience, the sense of spirit, pride, tradition of the university. You know, it's not everything. Obviously, the students and everything, you know, they're the main deal in all of this, but the facilities enhance what you're able to do or not be able to do in a lot of ways. So, Zach, I think it was you a few minutes ago, you were talking about how this is different than the Bold New Union project from last year, in that this is even more so student-led. I know students were involved last year, but this year, this has really been more of a student-led project. Can you talk a little bit about that and let our listeners know how this has, you know, changed?
Well, the project, you don't realize how much that people were doing in the background, I think, for the Bold New U project, because we've taken on the student project and had student leaders step up at tons of meetings. If it's marketing planning, if it's just making sure the fee is right, writing what's going to go on the actual ballot, all that was done by students. So everything you see on the project's done by students. The website was funded by students. So I think the project's different just because students have been leading the project. If it's the marketing, the referendum, how it's going to look on the ballot, the website, www.newstudentunion.com. Those all have been student-led, and there's been many meetings, faculty assisted, but it's been students and what they want to see. And we've done the surveys for students, and mm-hmm. this is what they want. So
right.
we're just trying to push it back to them and say, okay, maybe the bold new you didn't hit it for you.
Right.
We've given you opportunities to say, hey, what do you want in a new building? Because right. Fresno State students need it. That's not trivial. You know, that's facts. Mm-hmm. And so to get what the students want, I think, is a major thing in this new building.
Right. So really, it sounds what you're saying is that this time around, students have taken the lead and have really been the ones saying, you know, because the elephant in the room is we had a referendum last year and it didn't go through. It was, I believe, around 1,800 to about 1,200 votes, somewhere in that vicinity. And so the students were the ones that picked up the mantle this time and said, hey, we want to do this and we're going to go for it again and we're going to take the lead with our peers, because at the end of the day, for buildings like student unions, students are the ones that have to pay. And I know that you were all instrumental in reshaping some things. And now the actual cost per semester went from $200 a semester to $149 if this referendum passes. And I think the other elephant in the room is this whole notion, and, you know, you hear it a lot now in our society, fake news, you know, that, you know, what was real, what was not. And maybe you can talk, both of you, a little bit about what are some of the common misconceptions or fake news, if you allow me that term, that are out there, because I hear it all the time. You know, I hear people say things that I have to help them understand that, you know, that's not the case. Things like, well, the fee doesn't go into effect until the building is built, or, you know, other kinds of things. So why don't you talk a little bit about some of the misconceptions and maybe the leadership of the project and some of the things that you've done this year to try to really give students the real deal. You know, this is what it is, and this is what it's going to cost you. Here's where we're going. If you want this, this is what it's going to be. So talk a little bit about that.
You hear a lot of things. Our goal has been from the beginning of this year to just give students the facts. So if it's what the price is going to be, how much the university is going to pledge, which is $15 million to this new project, it's going to be $149 a semester for students. All those facts, where it's going to go, how it's going to affect classrooms, it's going to go south of the fountain. You know, it's not going to affect classrooms or parking. Now, there might be a little bit of noise issues and stuff like that. Sure. But if you've ever built anywhere, there's always going to be those days where it's a little bit noisier. So I think just making sure that students understand that while we want to keep all their concerns and, you know, try to meet everyone's needs, it's for all students. And I think that's what we're going to find when we build this building. And when mm-hmm. students come back and they see, wow, I wish I would have had that when I was on campus
right,
at Fresno State.
Right. Sure. Sure. Michaela, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I'd kind of feeding off of the $149 fee increase is a lot of the misconception is it's a tuition increase. So kind of explaining to them that they're two separate things and how
right.
those things are implemented.
Sure.
And a large part of getting people on board with understanding that fee is going into how many of our students receive financial aid to offset those costs.
Right.
So we have about 63% of students that get scholarships and grants to pretty much completely cover those fees. And then another 83% who have some form of financial aid that helps alleviate those costs. So really bringing them into perspective about, yes, this fee will be implemented, but we're ensuring that students that want this facility but aren't able to afford it will still have that opportunity. And then a large part of that as well is we still have the lowest student fees in the CSU system with this new fee implemented.
Right, exactly.
So letting them know that we're doing this because it benefits them and for the cost benefit is really a good ratio right now. And that it's not something that we're trying to throw on them because we just want more money to get us more space. It's because it's something that we want for the entire student body.
Right. As the fees are $895 for students, which we are the lowest in the CSU, you're correct. And even with this adding about $300, we would still be, you know, in the bottom three or four in the CSU, which has been another, as you say, misconception at times.
And one of those reasons is because when we were talking about earlier, there's been referendums on other campuses. Now everyone's getting a building that's going to be built on their campus. And if we don't pass this, you know, Fresno State's just going to fall behind on the curve with all the other CSUs and the trend that they're building new buildings and Fresno State's not going to have those student services, not going to be able to host anything for the Valley, you know.
Right. And I think the other point you were making is that when it comes to building student unions and rec centers and things, those are part of the fee where they're financed, and academic buildings are financed out of tuition. And those are two pots of funds that are distinct from one another, and you don't get to mix them. I think that's been one of the ones that I've heard a lot. And you're absolutely right. The cost of attendance, which includes your fees and your tuition and everything else, is what your financial aid is based on. So based on your situation, there is differential kind of pricing for everyone depending on how much need-based aid or scholarship they get. So again, those are sometimes difficult concepts for everyone to understand, but in some cases, some people may not pay anything because their aid will cover it. In other cases, if they're not getting any aid, they'll absolutely have to pay the full freight. So those are the two ends of the spectrum. So how can students learn more about this? I know the ballot will be very simple. Yes, I want it. No, I don't, basically. But there's a lot of other information that goes along with the ballot. There's a website. You've been going out and doing all sorts of presentations with your colleagues for this entire year. If I'm a student out there and for some reason I still haven't gotten the sense of things, where would I go? Who do I talk to? How do I get somebody to come into our club or organization or classroom or something to really give the information, you know, from an unbiased perspective?
Anytime you want to talk to any of the USU board of directors, we can be found down on the lower level pavilion of the USU. We're right across from Golden One. Just the last week, we had our board welcoming office party, which turned out really great. We had a lot of students come through to that. So we're just excited to be down in that new office, and we're willing to share facts with the project. We won't force you to vote for the project. We just want to get as many project facts and have students come back and say, hey, I heard the facts. I'm an educated voter. I want this project, or maybe I don't want this project, but let's get students to vote on it and be educated about the project.
Mm-hmm. And there's the website you mentioned earlier.
www.newstudentunion.com. And you can find all project FAQs, some cool mock-up spaces in there that students can check out.
Right. So it sounds to me, if I have this right, and I'm really looking for your thoughts on this, it sounds to me that this group of students, particularly USU board students, have tried to do a couple things. One is get all the information out there to the students on the pros and cons of the facility. So here's why you should do it, and here might be the cons to it, and try to give them the real information as opposed to sometimes the things you read that, you know, are just not accurate. And then secondly, I guess in all fairness and to be transparent here, my sense is that, and again, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to ask it, that you are a little bit more biased in that you would like to see the referendum pass, that this leadership group is really pro new student union.
The USU board of directors have looked at our current USU. We've looked at other CSU's unions, and we've said that for Fresno State students, we have fallen behind, and there's been some different StanTech people who've come onto campus and done surveys and looked at our campus and said, yeah, your union isn't big enough. Mm-hmm. And so we've taken it into our hands to say, yeah, did the Bull New Union not pass last year? It didn't, but we still believe that students mm-hmm. need this on campus. So what can we do? Right. Your peers are willing to take it up and say, what can we do for the students in the future of Fresno State? Because we didn't do a good enough job last year. Mm-hmm. And that's our thoughts on it.
I also think a large part of it is basically going off of what Zach says is, yes, we are biased. And I mean, obviously, we oversee the current facility. So we see where we're not meeting the needs of our students. We see where we're lacking, and we see the issues that are currently caused by that lack of space and the disconnect of where everything is held in that building. So of course, we're biased because we want students to have all of those options. And so we are in favor of it. But I think a large part of it is remembering that everything you see in this project, down to specifics and everything that's on our website, is directly what students told us they wanted. that was exactly what this whole project this year was about, was seeing where we went wrong last year and asking students what they want and making sure that's what we're giving them. So while we are biased, it's only because we're doing what other students have told us they want as well. We're really just acting for the voice of those students.
So it seems to me what you're saying is that you want to leave a legacy. You want to leave a stamp that, you know, Zach's going to graduate, so he's going to come back as an alum and use it. But unfortunately, he's not going to. Even your case, Michaela, you'll maybe help plan it, but it's going to take 3 or 4 years from start to finish to get the brand new building up. So again, you'll help plan it, but again, probably not use it daily. But you're leaving a legacy for future Fresno State students and the community and alums to use it in the future. If you stay in the area, you may have a program, you may have something there for the future.
And I think that's exactly what the whole point of it is not only is it us leaving a legacy, it's us just saying this is something we wish we could enjoy right now. So we want to make sure our future Bulldogs have that option.
Exactly. Exactly. Well said.
And to echo what Michaela just said, I think it's a fresh new start for Fresno State. You know, bringing in first a brand new union and then playing off that in that area. You know, hopefully there's some different buildings that go into that area and reinvent Fresno State. So when I come back in as an alumni, I could say, yeah, I did go to this university. Look at all the things that they have done since I've been gone.
Right. Exactly. You know, one of the things that I don't know if you've done this, but, you know, I certainly as a student did not grow up with a silver spoon and, you know, had to put money together to make sure I went to college and through different methods and things. Fortunately, I was able to do it. And I know a lot of our students struggle with finances. They're difficult for students, and I certainly get that. And I think why you see that we've started a lot of basic needs kinds of programs for students and academic supports for students to try to help them both facilitate their time here and get them graduated. But depending on how you do the math here, $149, whether you say two semesters, you know, 32 weeks into 149, or if you say the whole year, you know, 52 weeks of having this building, it really comes down to less than $3 a week in terms of people putting in to have a facility that right now we're looking at about 80 to 90,000 square feet of new facility. Seems like a pretty good bargain from my standpoint, but I'm at a different place today than I was when I was a student, and I know that every dollar mattered. So any thoughts on that, you know, as you talk to people?
Just to answer that real quickly, I think that there's been financial aid coverage looked at. I mean, if you're worried about the $3 in the long-term project and stuff like that, I would say there's the Money Management Center that just opened up on campus. But $3 for new student services and just a seamless campus, I think is completely worth it for the students who will have to pay that. And I think everyone's going to be happy about when they get the building, all the things that they can do in there.
All right. Well, that's a great place, I think, to end our interview this morning. So thanks again to my Fresno State guests, Michaela and Zachary, for being with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning. And please join us again next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Fresno State Student Spotlight. We're on the air at 90.7 and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Good morning, everyone.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.